Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Lewis. Welcome to another edition of Rural Routes, the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. Jay Truitt, he's in the shoot. He's ready to buck out here on a Tuesday. What shoot are you in?
I'm in Pixieville this morning. That's no. All I know.
No, what I was trying to do is if you had an advertiser, a sponsor on your shoot that you're going to buck out, who would it be?
I don't know. I'd have to even think. D&M Leasing, maybe a local leasing company. We'll have to pick one. I'm in the number 3 D&M Leasing shoot.
Coming out of the shoot number 4, the DM Leasing shoot, it's the bull, Jay Truitt. Yeah, hey, completely unrelated news, but because you're in Texas and all things Texas, you know the answer to. I guess I understand the basis of this question, but why does Buc-ee's think it's important to become nationwide? Why can't people just have a really good thing in a, you know, just the state of Texas, grow in Texas and be what you want to be, but they're going to go nationwide? I don't understand that.
Yeah. So at one point, you know, I do know that Buc-ee's kind of had an intentional plan to stay within what you would call the greater Texas area. Right. So you might drift a little over into Louisiana or New Mexico, but not Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Tennessee. And Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or between Knoxville and
they're all across the South now. Yeah. And I think moving up. There's a Buc-ee's somewhere up on 44 now, I think. Way up 44 in Missouri or someplace. It's a great question, but they did just change. The company hasn't changed like ownership or anything. They're still the same company, same basic folks, really. But no, I can imagine that people were employing them to move. Wanting them there, recruiting them.
I'm sure that's true.
But they are.
If you look at the history of big gas stations, they're not a truck stop. They're a gas station.
Yeah.
With everything from, it's like a Walmart on steroids. If you haven't been, with the best food you can find, maybe even in some restaurants.
But I describe them as a Bass Pro crossed with a Walmart crossed with a food court.
And to screw that up by going bigger, because if you look at the history of any company that's done this, at some point you'll just be owned by Love's.
Maybe, right? And maybe that is the plan, right? Is to become a nationwide chain and then just let it sell. It's always possible. I will say this though, right? The reason that you go to Buc-ee's is for the novelty of the place. Number one, the uniqueness of it. And if somebody like a Love's or one of those kind of, outfits, right. All sups do that in this part of the world. Do those really big stations too. If they tried to put their touch on it, you know what? It wouldn't work like it does at Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is a phenomenon, and people really. If you go to the Buc-ee's at Madisonville, Texas, almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will feel like you have just stepped into a shopping mall on Black Friday. I mean, literally, people are jamming that store 24/7. And all 80 pumps outside, or however many there are, I think there is like 70 or 80 pumps there outside,
Their
will have,
base footprint is 82.
yeah, two cars in each spot, and probably a car waiting in 10 or 12. And it's a not it it's just unique. People make fun of, listen, I had a whole bunch of my Virginia friends made fun of it. And they would go like, "Oh, Bucky's, that's so stupid. We don't fall for that kind of stuff here." Well, so maybe this is why Bucky's did this too, though, is that they heard that kind of thing. So here, 2 years or 3, 4 years ago, whenever it was that this store opened down in Southern Virginia, the first big store in Southern Virginia opened, and right on the Tennessee line there, north of Bristol. And holy cow, Virginia folk, you do too, Buckies, right? You do. I drove by there that weekend, and I saw you lined up on the highway waiting to get in there. So, no, it just that, you know what? They are who they are. They're straight up about that. They're unapologetically who they are. They don't try to be someone else. And I say they're like a Bass Pro crossed with a Walmart,
Yeah,
crossed
Walmart's
with
a
a food
bad word
court.
in that, but I used it too.
Yeah, but no, I mean, the truth is, they really aren't like those things either. So I'm kind of wrong when I said that. Well, I am wrong when I said that. Not kind of wrong. You can't kind of be
Yeah,
wrong,
well,
really.
I'm
I
just
was
telling you,
wrong.
you need to be hungry when you go there.
They are Buc-ee's. They are just unique. If you've never been to one, you'll see the sign 179 miles ahead of time. It's not like you've not been warned.
Next exit. Apparently, we need to contact their marketing department and become their marketing arm.
Oh my goodness. Right, yeah, we well, that's the shoot I'm in this morning.
Yeah,
I'm
the
in the
Bucky
number
shoot.
seven
That's
Buc-ee's
actually
shoot.
what made me think of
Oh,
Oh my goodness. But
is
I mean,
funny.
they just do meat, brisket, and
Yeah.
all of these things as well as anybody.
And they have a bigger meat department than a lot of grocery
Oh, they
stores
do.
do,
In each
right?
store.
In every single store. They have their own cutters inside in the house. They pay very well. And they are always out recruiting new people to come in. I know it's probably a hard place to work because when you go to work there, you work, right? You don't, it's
No,
not one of
they're
those where
busy.
you sit around and do your nails and check your phone all day. That you're going to be hustling all day.
And they got this little trinket area, you know, where those little words of wisdom that you put up on the
Oh,
wall.
yeah. Yeah.
Pixie would be all about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to take a picture because I was with my mom when we had the man march in Tennessee with Pastor Jeff. And there's one there at Gatlinburg, and I saw this sign, you know, Lindsay's an RN. And the little placard said, "Yes, I'm a nurse. No, I don't want to look at it." Because everybody who's a nurse, you know, they have every family member like,
Oh yeah.
"Oh, hey, I got this. No, I don't want to look at
Oh no.
it."
You have to do it. I one of my best friends in life is a woman who happens to be a PA, and she says the same thing. She goes, "You know, if you're if I have to look at it, just know I've already seen one before.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you've got, I've probably seen it before." So,
right.
just I don't want to do it today.
30 seconds. Did we get some weather in Dallas this week?
Yeah, well, we did. We've had a we're I feel like we're caught up on rain, but I'm sure that down in the subsoil we're not. But it sure feels like we're in good shape for the spring, right in the city where it doesn't matter.
Yeah, a week ago, all reports were that central Nebraska was 16 inches behind normal to get out of the drought, which is strange because we're 21 inches a year, but we really hadn't had any moisture since September, including snow. But when we got 2 inches this past week with a lot of devastation, everybody's like, man, it's so good to have a rain.
Yeah.
It's amazing what that smell of rain will do.
I will say this, though, right? This is already like super spotty here, even though. You can pick a place and drive 30 miles down the road, and I'm in a whole different setup.
I'm picking a place. It's right here. Jay Trudd after this. Now, let's also pick a place to be in January 2027. It's the National Western. I will be calling today the family from Northeast Colorado that's got a catch-a-calf. Well, stay tuned. We'll have details about that. The catch-a-calf program is absolutely the hands-down best livestock program at the National Western. I know it's too late for this year, but the educational opportunities and the real-world experience is what it's about. NationalWestern.com.